Up next is cookies.
Now keep my fingers from making mistakes. Tell my voice what it takes to speak up and keep my conscience clean when I wake. Don't make this easy, I want you to mean it, Jay. Stabbing pain that says I lack the common sense and confidence to bring an end to promises that I make in times of desperate conversation. Hoping my night will be better than this in the end. Just say when. Don't make this easy, I want you to be. Forget about me, it's what I deserve. I was your chance to get out of this town, but I ditched you the car and left you to wait outside. I hope the air will serve to remind you that my heart is as cold as a breath, and my words are as timed as the beating in my chest. In my chest.
Cookies.
Cookies.
Oh my gosh, Cookies. I have never ever heard you sing this. Goodly well.
Goodly well. If Cookies was a Pokemon, she would be...
She'd be like a Jigglypuff. Yeah.
She'd be like something super cute. Yeah, like a Jigglypuff.
I was gonna say like a Charmander, but I don't
think... Yeah, because she's got like fiery passion, but she's still cute. Uh-huh.
Or what's one that's like sharp?
Vulpix, oh. Yes!
That would be good.
Okay. Val, you haven't gone first yet, so why don't you go first?
Da-na-na-na! I really liked this, Cookies. I didn't like the first two words. Sounded like you came in a little off.
I read that too.
Yay! My only real notes were on the harmonies, because, like, the emotion was really good and the main vocal was good, but the harmony on... I think Wake in the first verse or chorus sounded off, and, like, the ones on the first chorus sounded off to me. The Calling You Out one on the second chorus sounded off. And yeah, that's, like, my only notes, really. And I thought the little the da 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 at the end was like so adorable. It was awesome. There were a few of the main notes that sounded off. I think when you were holding them for a long time, it sounded like you were losing breath near the end of them. So just, like, watch out for that, like, clip it off a little sooner if you feel like you're going to run out of breath. And that's all I wrote down. Good job.
I wrote, let's see. I said, whoa, you punched that first note. You were like, lies! I was like, whoa! Because it's like, I don't know, it's an acoustic song, so I expected you to come in kind of like lightly and like kind of gently. So when you kind of came in and it was like, bam! I was like, whoa! Let's see, some of your harmonies were wonky to me. That's what I wrote, wonky. But the ones that were on were super on and sounded really pretty. Partway through, I got a little confused about what emotion you were going for exactly. Like, there was a part when I was like, what is she trying to prove? I don't know. That was, like, the thought that went through my head at one point. But then, like, towards the end, it got so good. Like, I really liked the end a lot. Like, your da-da-das were super cute, and I liked the bridge and stuff. It was just really well done at the end. Some of your pronunciation was a little off to me as well. Like, it sounded like you were slurring some of your words together. Like, the way that you were speaking, you weren't, like, enunciating correctly on certain words. I wish I'd wrote down examples of where I heard it, but it was mostly towards the end. Faded?
Okay, so cookies. Oh my goodness, this is your genre, which probably everybody else in the whole world knows by now, but I don't. but now I do. Okay, so, oh my gosh.
But now I do.
My first, like, most of my notes are like, wow, wide-eyed smiley face, OMG, you sound really, really, really good. Okay, so anyways, and I have a lot of exclamation points going on. But anyways, I heard a couple mic issues, but nothing nearly as bad as I've heard from some of your earlier things, like performance. it was like, I think I only heard like one tiny thing, and I forget where it was. So, yeah, I don't know why I'm even mentioning it. Because I agree with Valk about a couple of the harmonies. I felt like they were a little weird, but I liked some of them too. Like, the ones Valk mentioned were all the ones I wrote down. And then, let's see. Oh, gosh. So many people are singing about passion tonight. Except yours is like, I passionately dislike you, sir. So, go away.
I passionately dislike you, so go away.
That's what it is, right? I think. I feel like you could have... I felt like you did do a good job on the emotion, but I felt like you could have been a little more, because I actually had to ask what the song was about afterwards.
Yeah, I felt like you could have had more emotion and less, like, I feel like part of what you were doing to get emotion was kind of, like, punching some of the notes. Like, you were, like, hopey, like, you, like, would come in really strong, and I think that's what you were going for, to have this, like, kind of anger to it, which, like, half worked, half didn't work for me. I think you could have been slightly subtler with that.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And, like, just to, like, convey what the song was, because I think that would have been even better, but I didn't even really write much about that because I was too distracted by your voice being so awesome on drum. So, yay. Good job.
Distraction.
And done.
Done.
Up next is Aria.
You feel loved. No. can give much more than I'd ever ask for. Will you see me in the end, or is it just a waste of time trying to be your friend? Just shine, 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 shine a little light, shine a light on my life, warm me up again. Fool, I wonder if you know yourself at all. You know that it could be so simple. I lay myself down to make it so, but you don't want to know. You would take much more than I. To the bright end my day, do you think that you could see your way to lay yourself down and make it so, but you don't want to know. You take much more than I'd ever ask for.
Aria.
three-part harmony.
Okay, I'm gonna start just because this is like my favorite song in the whole entire world. Like, actually, this is like my favorite song. Like, you know when you're like, oh, when people are like, what's your favorite song, and you're like, I'm not sure what my favorite song is. Oh wait, if Aria was a Pokemon, she would be Dragonair. Classy.
Is that the blue one?
Dragonair's pretty.
The blue one, right?
Yeah, that's super pretty.
Yeah, the
okay,
blue.
Yeah,
that's
that one's the
snake looking.
Yeah. Okay. So now I can give you my spiel. So this is like actually one of my favorite songs in the whole entire world. Like, I think it's so beautiful, and I think it's basically, for those who don't know Keane, like I know Keane, which is like everybody because I'm a psycho. This song is written by the pianist of the band to the singer, and the singer now sings it. And it's just kind of about like his life, his ego, and like his issues with like drugs and giving and taking and relationships in general. And I just think it's like such a beautiful song, and I think it's just unbelievably gorgeous, and it's so well written, and it's just so pretty. And you know, I was like, what song do I want to give Aria? And I remember she had done Keane before, and I was like, she did really well with that. And I've been wanting to sing this song, but I can't do it. I just can't do it justice. And I was like, if anybody can do this song justice, it's Aria. And you totally did. I, like, it was everything I expected and more. You had funny, you had, like, not funny, you had, like, funky, like, cool runs and stuff towards the end that isn't in the original, and I loved them. It kind of sounded like in the lower notes, it was, like, slightly pushing your range, but not to a bad level because you totally captured the notes really beautifully and you made it work, and I assumed it might push your range a tiny bit when I gave it to you, but it was so worth it because it was just so good. Your emotion, your energy, it was just so good. I potted. Somebody else can go.
Okay. So, Aria, I don't think I've ever heard you this low, which I kind of liked it, but like Rach said, I think it was a little bit pushing your range, but that's not really your fault. Anyways, so my other notes besides that were, loved your emotion on this, and beautiful, beautiful job, so, yeah. your emotion was so great, though. It was like, I was like, I don't even know what to say, because it was so good, and I love emotion.
I was, like, in shock. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
The emotion was giving me chills.
Me, too. Oh, my God. Okay, that's all I got.
The only, like, critique I really have is some of your pronunciation sounded weird. Like, the first line was like, you thought I was a something starting with a D? I don't know what that word was.
I don't want to be adored.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, I don't want to be a something. I was like, douche or something. I don't know.
It sounds like that in the original, though. Like, he goes, like, I don't want to be a door. He, like, takes a weird pause.
Oh, okay. But it is a door. Then that's not your fault.
So.
Interesting. There's some trivia right there that I just learned. Thanks, Rage.
Woo! Yay. I have all the keen trivia, so if you need...
And I actually liked... I liked this part of your range. Like, I've never heard it before. It didn't really sound too low to me. It just sounded like a different type of style.
It was so good.
Yeah, I mean, it was really interesting. I was like...
I was captivated. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I need to stop talking. I'm just so excited.
We were, like, all speechless from, like, the song, so kudos for that.
Yeah. I'm done.
Me too.
Done.